Can you hear me rolling my eyes? Welcome to the podcast from Curiosity Public. I'm Dutch.
I'm Jules.
Dylan.
And yes, another episode of our award-winning podcast. You may ask yourself, what award? And I have no idea.
We give awards to ourselves.
Yeah, I think we did it first. Yeah, I just made that up. But
participation award? Attendance award?
We got a participation
basically, medal. Dylan is always a diamond.
Wow.
We made ourselves awards and we awarded ourselves for being lame.
In my mind,
is that like how Dylan knighted himself?
No.
That's right. He's a Scottish lord.
He
right?
bent down and like... touched his shoulders.
Was it Charlie Sheen who said he's winning all the time?
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm a winner.
Wow. All right, guys. Well, we've got a fun episode today. We've got some celebrity and we'll say celebrity adjacent liquor that we're going to talk about. But before we get to that, let's figure out what everybody has in their glass. Jules, which Cad Bull Estate do you have today? Did I get it?
Nope.
Oh, damn.
Elijah.
Which Maker's Mark do I have?
Man.
And there 46? Can only be one.
What, just PR a regular 46?
Oh, SC4 no, PR5.
This one's PR5. SC4 PR5, yeah.
Very nice.
Oh, I got to say, I was...
Yeah, plenty to go through on this.
I got to say, I was partly humbled, although I got the right blind, right?
Oh, are you giving a teaser to our podcast?
Oh, yeah, of course.
The blind of
this to prove that you're right again.
Yeah, no one listens to this, okay? No one listens to this. I can say whatever I want. No one listens to this.
We're getting hundreds of downloads on this.
You mean tens?
I thought that was your like download farm that you hired.
Yeah.
No, I know your dad listens to this like 10 times, so...
All right, Dylan, what do you got? Are you going to play Guess the Bottle?
Yeah, let's do the Guess the Bottle.
Okay? The problem is the Guess the Bottle doesn't really work because nobody can see the video of this call. I'm just hearing the audio.
Again, tens of people.
It's just for us, right?
So who cares? All right. So
entertain each other.
Okay, so I'm going to just kind of go like.
Is that a Glenmorangie?
No. I want you to like think about what it could be in adjacent.
Basil Hayden?
You know, good color, almost.
Pretty dark.
The color is.
Then again, I can't tell if it's just your poor lighting in this.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Heart Brothers.
I was about to guess two stars.
14-year-old.
So this is Glenn Tucker's 14-year first fill sherry cask, cask strength at 53.6%. Glenn Tucker's, I think a lot of people don't know what Glenn Tucker's is because they don't really release anything. In fact, it's very rare that they...
Is that like the Glenfodrey from Total Wine?
No, not quite. This is actually owned by Pernod. It's used in blended scotch. So a lot of the times you'll see it in Ballantine, I think. Mm. It changed a lot of hands. It was closed. The distillery was closed at one point. You know, they provide the kind of the sweet space side flavor profile that they add to a lot of these blends. So it's really a treat sometimes to be able to get like a single distillery release of one of the blends. You know, it's an academic exercise, but I thought it was very interesting. Boy, the 14-year, maybe I should reserve judgment. I mean, this is the neck pour. I just opened it. I bought this last year.
Oh, wow.
And then it took a year to come. So
is that kind of like analogous to some of those wines that are usually like a Mauvais wine that's usually in a blend, but you can find it by itself too, right?
Yes. So, but like single releases are rare from Glenn Tucker's.
Okay.
One of the McPhail folks did it. Gordon, maybe. I don't know. One of those folks did it at one point. They released, I think, a 15-year. This is a 14-year. Very interesting. It's, you know, very, very, very sweet. In fact,
in the words of Dylan, it's interesting.
Interesting.
I mean, when I took my first sip, I thought it was a cocktail because it was so, so sweet.
Jeez.
But
all right, guys.
It's kind of mellowing out.
You ready to guess this bottle?
All right, Dutch is already bored.
Whoa.
Let me guess this bottle.
Weller.
Weller. No. It looks like a Weller twist. It's a twist.
Oh, I gotta turn it because it has the name. I don't think you can read it. Good.
I can't read it. Okay, so maybe they're writing like the proof or something.
Green bottle.
Is that a Perrier bottle? Looks like Perrier.
No.
What is that?
If I go any higher, you're gonna get it.
Wait, is that
I can't.
Famous Grouse?
No. You guys still don't have it?
No.
Is that
I can't see it.
Oh.
How do I zoom in on this?
No wonder. No wonder.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh.
All right. Yeah, my favorite, Fernet Branca.
Yeah.
Of course. I gotta have a little bit of this to prime my stomach for recording podcasts.
The way I look at that, it's equivalent to if somebody's making a drink and they need to add food coloring to make the drink like super bright green or whatever, the ones that Jules orders. I think what you're drinking is like the food coloring component of a cocktail.
What?
They do not add Fernet to anything.
Not even.
No. I'm just saying it's analogous to.
It's poor analogy.
I don't get the analogy either.
Yeah, I'm just saying that it sucks.
And for the record, I like the glow ice cubes, dude.
What glow ice cubes? There's no glow ice cubes.
Yeah, they did. They have those plastic ice cubes that glow.
The little flashy ones, the LEDs in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
You put plastic in your drink.
I've been to Disneyland. I know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Oh, all right, guys. Well, we got a few interesting celebrity releases, but first, kind of like a
non-celebrity.
He's kind celebrity
in his own right.
Yeah. Like a fictional celebrity, right?
Right. Yeah.
None other than Batman.
I'm Batman.
Batman inspired scotch. Have you guys ever heard of this? So Park Row is the London venue created by DC Comics and Wonderland Restaurants. They've launched it's their first scotch whiskey, a 25-year-old limited edition bottling that is inspired by the story of Batman. So I guess the Wayne family has a castle somewhere in the Isles called Innistree. I can't even say it. Innistree. Innistree. So this is the Innistree Speyside Single Malt, and it comes from the distillery Imperial, which shuttered in 2013. And 25-year-old scotch. Price will be $663, $145.
Ouch.
So basically, you're never going to get to taste this.
Ouch.
So it's a 25-year-old Speyside, huh?
Yeah. I mean, and actually for such a limited release for that old of a scotch, $660.
Yeah, the price is not surprising.
It's not absurd. Yeah. It's really high, but a bit too much.
I do like the bottle design if that is what they intend on releasing, because it's got like this Art Deco feel. So it's more reminiscent of the Batman animated series Art Deco style.
Okay. This is a tough one, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't believe I'm going to defend Silver Screen, what is it called? Silver Screen Spirits or whatever. At least Captain Kirk bourbon
affordable
was like $45.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is a big investment and a big.
But it is only 145 bottles.
25-year-old scotch. I mean,
right.
So I want to make sure we also don't miss out on talking about Park Row, right? Because Park Row is this London drink venue that's been inspired by the DC comic book universe. So they've got all these different restaurants. Well, it says it's
created by DC.
Yeah. So there's included in there is there's the Iceberg Lounge, a bar themed around the Penguin. There's the Rogues Gallery, which is a restaurant focused on Catwoman. There's Amusement Mile and Old Gotham City, which is like a late night drinking den. Pennyworth's, which is a whiskey bar inspired by Alfred, of course. So, I mean, I had not heard about this.
Me too.
I think we have to go.
Yeah, I think we have to go.
It's like, how did I not hear about this last time I went to London?
It's just opened August 2021. So that's probably why we haven't heard about
that's
it.
That's why.
So, all right, 2022, guys. We're going to go to London.
Cool.
We got to do
definitely.
It.
I think
Monarch
so.
Theater.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
definitely
awesome.
Definitely cool. Cool concept.
Well, that's kind of creepy looking, actually.
Yeah. Park Row. Yeah.
No, Park or the Monarch Theater.
I didn't look at that. All right. Well, next up.
That's it. That's all we're going to talk about.
What else you got to say about it?
It's expensive. We're never going to get it. Yeah, I guess that's it.
Seriously, right?
I mean, is this going to be like auctioned or something, or is it just?
I mean, with that few bottles, I don't know. They may only be selling it there at the Park Row.
They better sell this like at the Warner Brothers Studios too.
There's not enough of them, dude. They're all probably going to be at that
just
place,
all at that
at
venue.
Park Row.
Yeah,
and a bunch of
so we'll never get our hands on it.
That's about the right number.
Basically, we can only get a shot of it for like $100.
It's probably they calculated the Venn diagram overlay of DC nerds and whiskey nerds, and they're like, "There's probably about 150
of them." It's so small.
We got them all covered. We'll be fine.
and that live in the UK. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I'm looking at their website though, Park Row.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too.
I'm looking at the drinks, and it's basically the usual stuff. The Architect, Love Me, Love My Umbrella. You got some stuff like that. I'm looking for trying to look for the whiskey menu. Do you see that, Jules?
Dude, the Penguin statue.
Pennyworth. Pennyworth's is the whiskey bar. If you can see the menu there.
They don't.
Oh, wow. It looks really cool, actually.
Oh, yeah. It does look good, man. Pennyworth. Yeah. Okay, set menu. Yeah, here we go. Drinks. I think there's a drinks menu.
Ooh, look at that. Look at the bar.
It's just martini.
Yeah, the bar is beautiful.
The Architect. Three Bridges.
And it is a very art deco, like all the stuff, man.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, man, but check out that penguin statue. Looks cool.
Oh, does look nice. I see a Lagavulin 16, I think. And what else do I see?
Michter's.
There's a
got everything there.
Fiddick.
Elijah.
Are we doing an impromptu bar judging episode here?
Makers.
There's a Glenfarclas on the bottom.
Glenfarclas.
Yeah, there's a next to Michter's and Evan.
Yeah.
Makers. Another Michter's. There's an Evan Williams. Single Barrel. Elijah Craig. Angel's Envy.
And for our listeners, there's a picture of the bar at Pennyworth, and Jules and Dylan think it's fun just to zoom
in. There's nothing interesting there, though.
Yeah, it's not cool, really. Yeah, it looks really nice.
It's just a PR photo, man. That's probably not even going to be like their actual selection at the bar.
Whatever. That's it, man.
Yeah. Nah, man.
Well, I'm interested, though. I want to go see it.
Yeah, the vibe looks really cool. The decor looks really, really awesome. And definitely.
Yeah, why can't our set be like that cool? You know, have that kind of vibe.
I don't know. Goals? Build it. All right, guys. Now let's move on to some real rock and roll, courtesy of the band Kiss.
Yeah.
I've never been a Kiss fan. I don't know why. I know Kiss fans are maniacs, but they are obviously no strangers to merchandising. Gene Simmons is
that's for sure.
Famous for basically milking his fans for every penny that he can.
Whoa.
And now they've got a lineup of spirits. So I guess they launched their Black Diamond Rum in Europe, Japan, and Australia.
Mm.
Do you think that was just as a test? Or do they have a lot of Kiss fans in those demographics, you think? Or in those areas?
I think they do, dude. I mean, they travel the world, right? They do the concerts around the world.
I guess. So anyway, they've got this Black Diamond Rum, and then they're adding, for the U.S. rollout, a Detroit Rock Dark Rum, Dominican rum blend, aged between 8 and 15 years. Then they've got the Monstrum Dark Rum, which is their ultra premium, aged more than 14 years, and then a distilled cold gin, which is distilled 5 times with juniper, citrus, and herbs. I have no interest in trying any of these. Really.
Okay.
Okay, now the prices.
We gotta get these, man.
The prices, the rums, the Black Diamond Rum is priced at $45, and the Detroit Rock Rums are $55. And then the other two, the Monstrum and the gin, will be available, quote unquote, soon. So, I mean, at least they're not.
We got to try these. You know why? Just for the statement right here. Like from.
Okay, we should do it, but we all need to be from in Kiss makeup for the episode.
Oh, nice.
Or at least we got to have some fireworks.
And basically Dylan's tongue's got to be sticking out the whole time.
Yeah, that's right.
He is the Gene Simmons of this.
Look at this, dude. Look at this quote, man. It's like, we didn't just slap a label on and call it a day. We're proud to say that each bottle in the Drink It Up by Kiss portfolio was carefully curated, and each unique spirit has earned its name.
That means nothing.
Yeah, exactly. It's like every celebrity says that crap, man.
Okay, in their defense, though, they could have
gone. Here we go. You're defending. Ending it, Dylan?
Yeah, because they could have gone tequila, or they could have gone bourbon. I mean, this could be Bradshaw bourbon. You know, this could be Kirk.
It is coming. It's Kiss. It's only a matter of time. If these sell even like if they make their money back on this, they're gonna launch a whiskey in the next.
Whiskey and then tequila shortly after. For sure. Yeah. They're going to expand like crazy.
I guess we'll have to try it.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, let's move on. It does qualify.
Can we just get the 14-year, though? It must be the best.
Whichever one you want to try the most, we'll try it.
I want to try at least the 14-year because it's age stated. So
let's shift gears a little bit and talk about Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
Oh, yeah. All right. She's
What was that?
In the original, was the Fantastic Four.
No. She was on a TV show, remember?
Oh, the James Cameron one, right?
She was in someone like Dark. Dark.
Yeah, Angel. James Cameron's TV show.
You're right. Wait. Dark Widow. Sure we're not thinking of...
Dark Star?
What's her name?
Anyway, somebody can Google
Ben
it.
Ben Affleck's wife or her former wife.
Was in... I remember, I think audiences were...
We obviously prepared for this.
No, audiences were introduced... to her from a TV show. It was
Dark something, right? Dark Star? Like, I don't know why I keep saying Dark Star.
Dark Angel.
I said there
you
go. Angel.
But she, you know what though, in her defense, like actually during lockdown, I got into watching a few episodes of LA's Finest, which is her TV show she did with Gabrielle Union. It's actually pretty entertaining, man. You guys should watch it.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, you did not sell that.
Entertaining.
Yeah. So
they
far,
like LAPD detective.
Jules's teaser is not good.
Yeah.
It is not compelling.
Oh, man. Yeah, so that was a James Cameron thing, wasn't it?
What
was it called again?
Dark Angel. Dark Angel. Let's see here. I'll look it up. Oh, yeah, it is. Created by James Cameron.
See, there you go. There you go.
You know, it's funny. It's like,
I don't know how I remember that.
List of stuff. It's like, I did not see any of these.
I thought you were a fan.
Anyway, she's in a partnership with Cointreau, the orange liqueur that is launching a cocktail kit for making cosmopolitans. And I think that's about all we have to say about it. So there's you can get this Catching Up Over Cosmos box, and she's hawking it. Each kit contains a 375 milliliter bottle of Cointreau, a 375 milliliter bottle of vodka, pre-batched bottles of the two cocktails, which are, I guess, a cosmopolitan and the Uptown Spice, which I've never heard of, and comes with all the accoutrements you need to make the cocktails. $75. You're basically getting, I mean, that's not crazy.
That's
getting a nice little Christmas gift. I don't know. It's not very Christmassy to me, a cosmopolitan, but is it? I don't know.
No, it's not really.
I don't think I've ever tasted a Cosmo. I don't even know what it tastes like.
I mean, you know,
except to say that it's probably very, very, very sweet, right?
I mean, it can be, but I mean, it's cranberry juice and vodka and Cointreau, basically, I think, right?
No.
It's not like,
I mean, it comes in if it's going to come in this box, I mean, that's a good Christmas gift for somebody.
I think we're looking at things for the wrong demographic.
So, well, obviously, none of this is for like our demographic or our listeners. Who chose this topic?
Okay, well, let's move
other
on,
than
then.
Jessica Alba.
We need to get this now. We need to get Jeff.
Try it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let's move
on. Basically, he should try to build this though, like with mittens, you know, not gloves.
Let's get to our demographic, which is Arnold Schwarzenegger, LeBron James, and tequila. Actually, maybe not entirely our demographic, but anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
We like tequila, and we've talked and reviewed Lobos 1707, and we kept saying how it's LeBron's tequila. And the reality is he was just one of the big investors in it. And now recently recently in one of our podcasts, we looked at a video that Arnold Schwarzenegger did where he was dipping a cigar in tequila, and there was very prominently featured a lot of this Lobos 1707, and we thought, okay, is he buddies with LeBron? Did LeBron ask him to do this? And now it's coming out very clearly that he has also invested in Lobos. I like how it didn't come out until after that video dropped, though.
Yeah.
For real, dude. For real.
Beautiful, beautiful marketing.
Because he became a partner in 2020.
Right. But the news story only came out in August, I guess.
Right.
Right around the same time as that video, I think. So
hilarious.
It's a beautiful marketing ploy.
No, that wasn't that beautiful. What was beautiful is LeBron bringing it courtside, tucking it right under there where like everyone could see it though. The cameras are going to zoom in on it. Everyone's going to be curious. What does he have there? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that
and then
was
in LA, right? And it's like when he's playing for LA.
Yeah, it would have been funny if the Kendall Jenner tequila was in the chair next to him and he accidentally knocked it over or something.
That would have been hilarious, actually.
No, he would never do that.
That would have brought too much attention to Kendall Jenner's tequila.
Oh, fair enough.
He's a consummate politician, right? I mean, he's going to...
Schwarzenegger's a professional?
Yeah, he's a professional politician. no matter where he goes. So he's not going to do all any of that stuff.
I think Dutch was talking about LeBron kicking Caitlin or whatever. Jenner. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he might as well be. Jeez, this Glenn Talkers, man. Wow.
He's messing you up.
He's messing me up already.
Anyway, man. I guess one of the surprising things, I don't know, has Schwarzenegger been involved with any other spirits? I mean, it seems kind of surprising to me that this would be the first celebrity
spirit.
No, he may not be drinking it, but there's got to be something with the movies, dude. Mm. Because they have all those in place, like the with the cigars that they're smoking, all that. They have all that product placement.
I mean, there's no doubt he loves cigars, but there's no. I mean,
no, like, but I mean, even alcohol, like just placing it in like a bar, like even though they may not focus on it, but like it's going to be enough to get production money.
That bar is not a bar of a whiskey lover.
Oh, you mean his personal? No, I'm talking about in the movies, dude.
What are you talking about? Movie is not real, dude.
Product placement in the movies.
That's not his job. That's not his. That's not his call.
Oh yeah, it is, dude. Like, he has to approve it.
That's a studio. If
he's producing it? No, it's him.
What has he produced?
All of his movies.
No, he didn't. He's not a production.
How much he may not be getting the credit for it, but how much you want to bet everything has to get greenlit through?
Maybe
he's holding it.
Maybe that one, like that movie Last Stand or whatever, or Last Something.
Oh yeah, what was that called?
Whatever.
I forgot what it was.
Last Action Hero.
I remember it was like direct to DVD movie or something. But anyway, you know, it's disappointing. I'm surprised that Dutch didn't go off on like the fact that like basically everything is just product placement, right? Every
what review, do you mean? Why? I think you understand.
Every review, every release, you know, this is all it's all smoke and mirrors, man. Except the Curiosity Public Ultimate Spirits competition, because that one has the
except your score. It's all smoke and mirrors, dude.
What review are you talking about? We're talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger's investment in Lobo 77.
Well, yeah, we didn't know about it until he basically, you know, revealed it this week or whatever, right?
Yeah, I guess the news has been out there, but it's been kind of under the radar. Yeah, hey, you know, there's a lot of big money in these things. They realize they can make some money on it. Why not, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever floats your boat.
And it's like, you could tell with the statement he made here, though, like that Arnold did in the Spirits business. It's like, you know, he owns a house in Mexico. That's why he's saying all this stuff.
It's the worst. You know, that statement right there is the same statement. Is this is
the kiss? That kiss?
Yeah, the kiss, right? The same person did it. The same PR firm, dude. I'll bet you the same person wrote it.
Yeah, we'll link to the article so you guys can read along if you want to. But there's a big quote from Arnold about why he's invested in this.
And I love the quote even talks about like in detail, like he knows, right? The packaging, which aside from the cork, is made entirely in Mexico. Like, yeah, right. He knows that detail. It's hilarious, man.
Dude, he's reading off of the paper, man. The back of the bottle. He got a copy of the sticker.
The description in the bottle.
Yeah, it's just reading it.
Well, what struck me though is that nowhere in the two paragraph quote does he say that he likes tequila. He says he likes the culture.
True, you're right. You're right.
So true. Good catch, man.
So I like how he just thinks that Mexican culture is just tequila, basically. Damn. All right, guys. Well, hilarious. I think on that note, we should probably call it quits on this episode because we've kind of devolved.
We pretty much offended everybody now.
Yep, that's kind of what we go for, I guess.
Usually the case.
Jules, why don't you take us out?
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We appreciate each and every one of you. If you haven't yet, be sure to check out our YouTube channel. We got new content up there weekly. We do reviews and drink throughs. If you want to help us out, please consider joining Curiosity Private, which is the membership program on YouTube. We may also have a Patreon up by then. There'll be a link. Who knows? Another great way is to buy t-shirts. Check out our t-shirt shop in the description as well. As always, stay safe, stay healthy,
stay curious.